We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
All right, I asked for a number of texts here on, in the end, will Joe be on the ballot November 5th? Here's some of the reaction from you. Objectively, Trump is more unfit to be president. He's a con man, a liar, a criminal, racist. He's unqualified. He's a sex offender. He's a narcissist. He's not cognitively sharp. He's a psycho and has stated that he will go after his political opponents. But yet all Republicans rally behind him. The loyalty is unbelievable, Susan.
100%.
Unbelievable.
All in.
Yeah, they absolutely love him. More text. Love Joe Biden. I would like for him to step aside for his own health and mental well-being. But if not him, who can beat Trump and lead this country on a healing path?
Who?
A lot of Democrats can beat Donald Trump. Dozens and dozens and dozens. Just like dozens and dozens and dozens of Republicans can beat Joe Biden. This idea that, and Biden says it, I'm the only guy who's ever beat Donald Trump. Okay, if he was in like 74 elections and Don was 73-1 and the only one he lost was to Joe, I kind of get that. He's been in two. We just got to stop with I'm the only one. He's not the only one who can beat him. Stop with that. Yes, Joe will be the nominee because Jill and Hunter won't let him quit. It does seem like the family, and it's not easy, Susie, to be objective about a family member when they are receiving so much criticism. I think a lot of it fair and deserved because he is the president. But if you're the wife, if you're the son, and you know the tragedies the family has faced, and as Major pointed out, Joe Biden feels like he has been underappreciated in Washington forever, that he gets things done, that Democrats bypassed him too much. So now whenever he's ganging up on him, I'm not going anywhere. What do you think about that part?
It's the old kind of cut off your nose to spite your face. You know, you stick in and stick in, but then you end up. It's like watching Muhammad Ali's last fight. I wish that Muhammad Ali would not have fought his last fight because it really broke my heart, because he is the champion. He is the greatest of all time. And I watched him as a child growing up. I know I'm going off on a tangent, but that's okay, because I think it's true. I felt like I felt watching Muhammad Ali fight his last fight the same way I thought of Biden in that debate.
More text here. Your last text about all Republicans on Trump, that is such a false statement, ticks me off even to hear that I'm a Republican and been one my whole life. I'm not behind Donald Trump, and I wouldn't even be willing to vote for a Democrat if they would put me somebody else in there besides him. Somebody suggesting we only focus on Trump's lies. Where's equal time on Joe Biden? My God, we've how much criticism have I provided on Joe Biden for 2 years? Cognitively,
and
acuity,
I mean, you
he's
were all
not
over that.
Up for the job. I'm not just jumping on this the last week, boys and girls. I've been saying it for 2 years, and Joe, for a while, it was friendly Uncle Joe and stretching the truth. Now it's just making up stuff on a regular basis. Come on. 100% no, he'll sit down Friday. He's not sitting down Friday. They're doing all this today.
Yeah.
He's going to sit down. Yesterday, Susie, with Dave, I early in the week, I said 0.5 chance he steps out. Then I thought there was a lot of momentum. I really did. But now they're so strong and so resolute. Now, maybe he's a catastrophe on the Stephanopoulos interview. By the way, Major nailed it. Major's not objective because he's a CBS. But ABC should have said, sure, we'll take Joe Biden, but it's 1 hour live, period. That's it.
Oh.
1 hour live, period, because...
Is it taped?
It's taped.
Oh,
and it's going to be on part of this week, part of Good Morning America. No,
oh, that's terrible.
No. Joe Biden meets America. And again, here's another part of it. I think Stephanopoulos is... a tough interview.
But if they cut it up, you and I know how it works when we cut up stuff.
Well, even if you're one who feels like Stephanopoulos will be objective, and I'll get to people who don't think he's objective in a second, you're going to say, wait, why not? Joe Biden, again, he could have been in the White House press room today answering all these questions.
Couldn't have done it.
If he is this sharp,
he couldn't
and
have
this
done
was a, this is the moment, he'd be there. But he can't.
Mm-mm.
He cannot. Mm-hmm. The other day, when he addressed the immunity, the Supreme Court ruling, which is enormous, which his side is furious about. Maybe you think it's hyperbole or not, but they're furious. Joe, stay there for 30 minutes. He can't do it. They're hiding him. And now on Stephanopoulos, let's be factual about a couple things. Stephanopoulos has been bringing up Trump and never conceding more than any journalist on the planet. He's had a lot of confrontational interviews with Republicans. Now, I think it's fair to ask some of those questions. Has he taken it a little further than I would have? Yes. And so now, not to MAGA hardcore, but to the independents who may have been leaning Biden and then saw that and said, my God, I can't vote for this guy. Now you're going to Stephanopoulos. And it's going to turn into, well, it used to be Clinton's this guy, and he's bringing this up. Man, go to somebody other than George. I got to be honest, even though I think he's very good at what he does. Go to somebody else and do it live. Show the public you can do it. But on most days, it's not every day, but on most days, he can't. I'll tell this story again. When he was in town a couple of years ago, and he was somewhere, God, he was Southern Metro maybe, and he gave a speech, and he was good. And a good friend of mine's daughter was on the local group, okay? And they finished, and there was a little bit of the local and national group getting together, and my friend's daughter said to the national person, wow, he's good today. They said, yeah, half the days he's good, half the days he can't do it. That was a couple of years ago.
2 years ago. Yeah,
there's
years.
More days. He just can't do it.
Did you hear the doctor thought, I mean, I don't think it's cognitive, but that there could be a sign of Parkinson's? I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's just, when his, the answer that I listened to with he and Trump on that debate on when he was just going down a sentence that was falling apart.
Yep.
And talked about Medicaid. And I thought, kind of in a snarky, but he really just said, I don't understand what you just said.
No, Major's right. Trump could have been even harsher
during
that debate. I know there's a lot. I think it's always dangerous, Dave, when we're diagnosing people.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
There.
Yeah.
But his health has deteriorated notably. And if you don't think so, I just don't think you're being objective.
No.
I was willing tomorrow. I'd changed my mind. You both saw me. I said,
we're switching gears here now.
I had to go in the mirror. I had to look myself in the mirror and say, I need to be here on the 4th of July. I need to be here because who bleeds red, white, and blue more than me?
Not
Dave, who bleeds more red, white, and blue than me?
Not many.
Not many.
Maybe
not
a couple
many.
Frenchmen, but you know, that's a different kind of red, white, and blue there.
It's a different...
America needs you, I think is what you're saying.
America needed me.
That's right.
And I was willing to be here.
And
I called
happened?
David Josephson. I had called Jordana and said, I'm in 12 to 12:30.
You guys stay home. I'm going to do that half hour.
I was here. I mean, when you think of great leaders, you think of George Washington. Mm-hmm. Think of Ben Franklin.
Yep.
You think of Abe Lincoln.
Yep.
And then you think of me.
Jed Harmon.
Probably in that order of patriots.
I've heard they're going to add a fifth face to Rushmore.
To Mount Rushmore.
I think I get a separate moment.
It's
just me. Just me. An accompanying moment.
Okay.
Now the Twins have moved up the Twins game.
To what time?
12.
12 noon tomorrow, so that means you have no show.
Yeah.
11:30 pregame.
I was willing to be here.
Pregame.
I was willing to be here. Now, some would say you could still be on call. No, I don't want to be on call. No, I was here if there was a show. So, like, if it starts raining at 12:45, lose my number.
I mean,
if I did the 12 to 12:30, then I would have stayed here the entire time with
Baloney.
You, of course, with
Baloney.
You would have come in too. I assume.
Oh, naturally. Are you? I mean, there's still the option of doing a podcast and just not having it on the air. But I assume you're too broken up right now about the decision and the fact that it seems a little unpatriotic of the Twins to move that game up to silence you on the air.
That's right, treason.
You talk about Joe Biden. And the DOJ and targeting people. I feel like the Minnesota Twins targeted me and prevented me from doing a 30-minute show.
Weaponized.
They weaponized the calendar.
The airwaves.
The airwaves and the clock against me. Mm-hmm. And I need to get in
Mother Nature.
And,
weaponized
and,
Mother Nature.
Mother
and,
Nature.
Oh, by the way, people listening to this hogwash, he loses a comp day. Because he doesn't have to do a half an hour.
I have no idea what
that
you're
is. Baloney.
About.
He knows
what?
Exactly.
I think you know what. In fact, now that you point that out, I still should get a comp day because I was willing.
Because if you're willing,
I was willing.
Well, I'm going
to
try
step
that.
Forward. Well, I'm sure you've done it.
I'm
already.
Going to try that. Like she's never tried to get
God
three.
Knows.
I was just conniving because you know the Republican National Convention is in a week or so or two less than 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I'm going.
You're going to Milwaukee?
Susie Jones is
you're
going to
You're our
cover.
Reporter
yes,
on the
I
scene.
Am.
You're our...
Yes, I am. And they're going to be some...
You're our Major Garrett?
I'm your Major Garrett. Oh, Lord. That's not... I'll do the best I can, and I will bring you...
I hope you kick Major's butt, scoop after scoop after scoop.
We'll
deny this if he hears it.
Sure.
It was AI, Major. Wasn't us.
Wasn't us. Yeah. But anyway, I will be covering... And I'd like to come on your show during that time that I'm in Milwaukee.
We'll think about it.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Look at you, too.
Yeah.
But I was trying to connive for some comp time
because
I'm going to work so
I
many
I mean, you were
long
yelling
days.
At Lindsey Peterson like 2 weeks ago just before the news update. I need more days off. Hey, it's Susie Jones. It's 12:03. Is that about what happened?
Kind of.
Pretty much.
Very, very similar. Who is it paying and what's going on? That's next on Susie's Station, CCO.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Student debt. Oh, man. Little Neil.
You're coming to America.
Where's our Neil? Should we call our Neil at some point to see if he wants to finish the show?
Our Neil's probably, clanging and banging by this point because he did the early show. You know, he's a morning radio guy.
He was awful today, too. Did you hear? He was embarrassed.
I couldn't imagine.
I was embarrassed to be working here. What a bottom.
I heard he was on and said, no, not giving that a shot today.
It was shameful.
Usually is.
Roger Erickson almost came out of the grave to come back. Roger Erickson, we're playing some of Roger today. One of the 10 nicest individuals I've ever met in my entire life. You can't say that about everybody in the media business.
No.
I can assure you that.
I was worried you were going to take it just a drive-by on him there. But
Roger
nice
Erickson,
thing.
Gold as a human being.
Okay, good.
Absolute gold. They don't get better. Right now, we're still trying to collect $1.6 trillion on student debt. $1.6 trillion. The Biden administration has tried to do a lot. You might believe it's genuine. You might believe it's pandering. It's both. There actually is plenty of pandering, too. 6 months after we've had various, you know, court things hanging things up, nearly 20 million borrowers were making their payments as scheduled. 20 million are saying, hey, I owe this. I better keep paying. Almost 19 million were not, leaving their account delinquent. They're just not paying. 7 million borrowers with federally managed loans were at least 30 days overdue at the end of 2023. Highest delinquency rate since 2016. Millions had their accounts frozen. Nearly 6 million borrowers remain mired in defaults that began before the pandemic. Reason? People aren't paying. Varied. Some say they can't afford it. Well, those others are caught up in the bureaucratic snafus. Many people are taking advantage of that so-called on-ramp. Don't you like an on-ramp, off-ramp when we use that phrase? Last September, which late payments will not be reported to credit bureaus and borrowers and will not be placed in default. Obviously, Biden has tried this. He created his new repayment program, SAVE, which slashed many borrowers' payments. The Supreme Court has stepped in. You've had other courts step in. Last week, federal judges in Kansas and Missouri temporarily blocked the most recent elements from the Biden administration. Then Sunday, U.S. Court of Appeals temporarily reversed the Kansas decision, clearing the way for the department to proceed with planned payment reductions this month. I've made my point before. Colleges are way too expensive. And the better way to approach this is to reduce college costs going forward. I take no joy in individuals, including people close to me, who are still paying their student loans. And they might be in their 40s and 50s and 60s. And they still might be paying. But we're picking and choosing on this one, and I will not move on this one. I'm not moving. Because if you made the decision to go and you assume these debts, knowing Dave Harrigan, you're going to have to pay them. And I wish college was much more affordable. And again, there's no glee, there's no excitement. But again, what about all the other people who didn't go to college because they couldn't afford it? What about all the parents who added a second and third job to pay for their kids? What about the individuals who couldn't last at college because they couldn't pay? What about the individuals who ended up pursuing something else because they thought they had to pay the loan? What about the individuals who went to college and had two or three jobs over there and that prevented them from doing other things? I think we have to look forward on this one so it's equitable. It's to you win, you lose, you lose, you lose. And then now that we have 19 million who aren't paying because this is caught up in court or bureaucracy or individuals who've just decided, I'm not going to pay. Yes. It feels like college costs and administrations are never going to slow down. I didn't even see. What's the new Dr. Rebecca Cunningham making? She's got to be making what? A mil or something like that?
Doing pretty well.
She's fine.
You announced a week or two ago that tuition's
going up,
up
baby.
Up.
Yeah. Is she going to add a job like Joan Gable only during lunch?
Yeah, it's fine.
Only during lunch and make another $200,000 with the company that's involved in the U of M? Joan, we don't miss you, Joan. But are you with me on this? I mean, again, there's a lot of people facing a lot of financial challenges. So I get that. And it's not easy. It really is not. But when you are helping those folks out, and the thought of helping people out facing debt, I get that concept. But there are so many other people who made decisions who would have benefited from this, but now don't get that opportunity. And now when you have 19 million others for various reasons not paying, is this really the right way to do this?
Are you saying college finances are a mess, Chad? How dare you? How dare you? I mean, we talked about this before, and you know I'm of two minds on
What if you had two minds? Wouldn't that be great? Like today, which mind is Dave Harrigan going to use? Like you're home, and you could pick one of the minds.
Just grab one off the shelf.
Grab one off the shelf.
Drop her in, and let's go. No one's going to know who shows up that day.
I got a little bit in that, let's be honest.
Well, the other day, we've got some polarity going. Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy that those that were struggling with student debt, you know, when we talked about the canceling of debt, if people that were struggling got that weight lifted and can then move on with their lives and not have to, you know, deal with the burden of paying that, great. That's wonderful. It's tremendous. I'm jealous as all heck, too. Very jealous that we, you know, that's not coming for us. You know, we took my wife's grad school loan, rolled it into a refi on our mortgage, and
yeah, you
know, it was gone, technically paid off, but it just meant we were paying it, you know, via the mortgage payment. So, you know, that's what we did. It worked out good for us, I guess. We saved some money that way, but not like it would have been if there was, you know, a certain amount taken away. But, you know, for those that don't have money that's being forgiven, for those that, you know, can't pay, won't pay, whatever, the fact that we haven't really discussed on a national level seriously how to take down the cost of education.
I think we've discussed it, but we never make progress.
It's brought up, but my point is, I don't think it's brought up in any serious, we're going to make change.
No, right.
It's, hey, we've got a problem here, and let's move along. Cancel some more debt.
No.
But, I mean, to not make it up on the back end, that's political malpractice. It really is.
Yeah. And obviously there are good conversations now about, do we need college as much as we all thought for a long time? Are you fine going other routes? You know, many, many jobs now saying, yeah, we're not going to require you have a four-year degree, because does your job really require a four-year degree? Or do you have the aptitude to do it right away? So there are more options, but the costs never, ever, ever go the other way. Jason, maybe wearing a shirt, maybe not, joins us in minutes on CCO.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill.
But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Fireworks are overrated. I'm going to tell you about Grandview.
Oh.
Now, I may be finally...
Seems unfair they're making you guys talk about... Me going to Grandview.
Yeah, well, if you end up getting an endorsement out of this, I will break into your house and take some belongings. This better be for all of us. Okay, this better be a station bonanza.
I'm willing to share.
I did say to Brad Lane when he came in and talked about it, I go, so we're all pitching in for that 47th Jason sponsorship? You look very tan, by the way, today. Yeah. Let me tell you about Grandview. You have the golf courses. I may break up with golf. It may be an ugly divorce. Right now, I'm clinging. I'm hanging on.
You're the Biden of local golf.
I am. It's seemed that way lately. It has seemed that way. You know what? I had international travel. That's what happened when I didn't play well recently. International travel.
Cold medicine lights.
Last time I had international travel was about 2 years ago. That's about as valid as Joe's excuse for the international travel. You got the Pines running property. You got the preserves like 12 minutes away. How about dining? We all like to dine. We all like to eat. You got 10 options.
10 options. Lots of new spots.
New spots, too. You got more casual, nicer places. They've changed the layout of the rooms. There is truly something for everyone in Grandview. This guy, Mr. DeRush, will be broadcasting not this Friday. Hold on. I'm going to call off.
Next Friday. It's going to be next Friday.
Yeah, not this Friday. The next Friday, July 12th. So I assume Card to Sharks. Live
Card to Sharks. I was just emailing the Grandview people about that. Like,
better bring the board.
Well, for sure. The Dan Cook homemade, his brother made the board.
GrandviewLodge.com.
Nice. It's going to be fun. We're excited.
We all play the hits sometimes.
Hell yes.
I got a cough again.
Are you okay?
It's this room.
Honestly, a lot of WCCO radio insiders have been raising concerns about your ability to complete a 3-hour show. And we've tried to keep it quiet. We've tried to keep it in-house.
I'm willing to go back to the Plymouth studio. It's very, very tempting. My head doesn't hurt there.
Do you think?
And I don't cough.
I mean,
there could be mold in this room.
Unions have never been hotter, right? Like, they're going after the restaurants. Is it time for us to flex our labor muscles? As members of SAG-AFTRA.
Two guys who really flex their muscles a lot, too, by the way.
Neither of us have ever had complaints in that department.
No.
And so should
or,
we...
Any comment.
Should we threaten to go on strike?
If they
don't, like, tear us out of this.
The problem is I make fun of the union on a regular basis, think the station would be better without the union. But I'm not exaggerating here. I pretty much start coughing when I walk in this room, and then by about 4:30, I'm done. So there's something.
That used to happen to me at TV. I would get sick only in the building.
And the way my hearing is, it's weird. I've talked to Brad about this. When I hear you and Dave talk in commercials, it's much louder than when I hear myself talk.
Mm.
Whereas the Comrex, I can lower.
Interesting.
The volume. It's different. Come on. You never enjoyed the firework experience. So Sam and Seth, here's what you would do. You drive. You would have been outside all day. You're sweaty. Mm. Alyssa's mad at you because you're just taking pictures of yourself. You're talking about yourself. Then you drive somewhere. You show up late because you're to Russia. You try to get a parking spot closer. They deny you. So you park 5 miles away. Then you take some wool blanket and make the kids walk. They're just complaining. Can we just stay home? Then you sit with the rabble. You don't like the rabble. There's bugs all around you. The fireworks are great, but then there's a lot of people angry. They smell a mosquito repellent. Then you have to walk back. The kids are crabby, and it takes them 2 days to recover. The fireworks themselves are enjoyable. The experience is dreadful. Thank you.
You'll hear my thoughts at 4:35. I don't want to give all this away right now. I mean,
just say you're right, Chad. You've always been right. And I could not have elucidated that point any better.
I think by now, regular listeners to this sort of tete-a-tete, repartee we have.
McNeil Lair.
They know that if you go one way, I'm going to go the other. Do I have passionate feelings about public fireworks displays?
Not really.
No. When's the last time I went to a big communal fireworks
display? Joliet in the 70s?
I believe it was St. Louis Park, right across from bowling alley? The Texar.
That's kind of an underrated
Texatonka.
Yeah, that's an underrated
There's
part
a
of St.
little
Louis
park over there.
Revivals
and
right
it
over
was
there?
Me and Nelson Garcia, who was a reporter at Channel 4 at the time.
So you didn't bring your children?
I don't know if I had children at that time. I'm sure I did.
You have
I'm
not
sure.
been to fireworks in 20 years?
It's possible.
So he's going to defend.
You never brought the kids?
You never brought the kids once, and he's going to be the guy defending fireworks?
I mean,
wow.
When's the last time you were at a big fireworks display?
4 years ago.
Hmm. Where was it?
Hudson.
Oh, well, Hudson. Were you just like at some bar, or were you on the—
Hudson is a thriving community.
I know, but—
I'm
just saying the odds of you being, like, there's such a huge viewing area there that none of the inconveniences that you're talking about—
Oh, that's not true.
Would be
that's
a play.
I would always drop off. I'd be the one to park, and that'd be one to leave.
Fireworks glue guy.
I don't really know the last time I
you never brought Sam.
Well, in
Jason
Maple Grove,
Russia never. Like they, you, you're
well, they
to
always
leave
go
the
with
Grove.
Other. They go with other families.
How about to the Hildy Center, Plymouth? You can head over there.
Ours in Maple Grove are always a couple weeks after the 4th of July.
I don't know. Can we Google the Plymouth? Because sometimes.
Well, I don't know. I mean, every city, like the bunch of cowards we all are,
canceled.
Is like recoiling like a turtle into the shell because God forbid it's going to rain a little bit. We used to be a proper country, okay?
This is an example
yes.
of the downfall of America. See, I think it's worse.
No one ever trusts the weather forecast until now. And now all of a sudden today, everyone is running around like chickens with their heads cut off, freaking out about tomorrow's forecast.
In person, have you ever witnessed a chicken with its head cut off?
Actually,
in person, you have.
Yeah.
With Nelson Garcia again? I mean, it seems like it's Jason and Nelson Garcia. I mean, I've met Alyssa, but was that a fake Alyssa?
I saw Nelson this weekend, in fact. He moved away to Denver. This is the most airtime Nelson has had in his life.
He deserves it.
Right here.
Okay, let's pause here. I have a couple questions. The first one is, what do you think of Jason as a parent? That he never once took his boys. Now what?
I may be misremembering.
19 it's and 17?
I will text Alyssa.
Do I have the ages right? 19 and 17?
Yeah, about that.
19 and 7-year-old boys have never been at the fireworks. Well,
I'm sure that's not true.
Well, Alyssa.
Father, just this year, Father.
So good. And what is the right move for a town in Minnesota when they're telling us it's going to rain 500 inches tomorrow? Do you move your fireworks to tonight, or do you say, bleep you?
Yeah. Let's see what Mr. happens.
Mr. Weather, Big Weather, we're going to roll the dice, and we're keeping our fireworks same day because we're tough guys. We're a tough guy town. Chime in on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text lines 651-461-9226. We now have, by the way, this is amazing. This should be our national anthem, by the way. America the Beautiful.
Yes, and Keep Ray behind it.
Love it.
Yep. We now have confirmation that the DeRushes never once brought their boys to fireworks. And he's going to be the guy at 435 defending the fireworks. Alyssa started it first. I think we did. Then Sam confirming we just watched from the patio.
Maybe when they're little, so Sam doesn't remember.
Okay. Okay. Because who doesn't want to bring, like, because your boys are, what, 18 months apart? I mean, maybe like a two-year-old and a newborn.
Yeah.
Now, so, a frequent texter who listens to the station a lot, Jason, remember the lady who went off on you last year? Who do you think you are attending those fireworks? Do you remember this, where somebody was mad at you about this?
Oh, yeah. Somebody was very mad at me. So I think I did a segment talking about how I think people are a little ridiculous in their complaints about fireworks.
I'm talking about if they're in the neighborhood.
Yeah, or it's like, think my dog. No, the neighborhood stuff. I think there's a limit. Like, there's a limit.
What after? Time?
It's not a time limit. Like, suck it up on the 4th of July.
What, it's an ethereal discussion?
It's a date.
It's a feeling?
Like, after... No, because people do it all month. I'm like, I think after Saturday, you're being a jerk.
Okay. How about is all week okay? So, starting Monday till Saturday, you're fine?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's 1 week. Like, it's fine.
Okay, tonight, when you're in the gated community, what time would you like the fireworks to end?
Well, what time would I like it to end? I would say midnight.
Yeah, midnight.
Is it going to bother me? No. It's fine.
Well, again,
I let things, I don't get mad about stuff.
Okay. Listen to
him. I just
about
like live and let live.
Minutes. Oh, yeah.
Live and let live.
Also, Dave Ergen, once again, proof he doesn't care about dogs. He doesn't want dogs.
Not everything has to be
at a restaurant.
Everyone thinks that...
Sick of hearing about dogs, and now doesn't care if your dog is tormented by the fireworks. I think the jurors have
come in. What a shocker. You got a dog, and now you're like, I can't believe this dog doesn't like fireworks. It's on you.
Yes or no, do you believe all dogs should be shot later today, Jason Rusher?
I wouldn't say all.
Not all. Some should be
eliminated. By the way, Sam...
Yeah, Sam has come back with what?
Not too disappointed that he didn't go to fireworks. Am I a failure as a father, 0 to 10? He says 3.
3.
Well,
that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, by the way, I think that's pretty low.
I do it while making coffee.
I do it in the car.
I do it when the kids are asleep.
What are they all doing? Using Dermaclara's 100% medical-grade silicone patches to fight fine lines and wrinkles. These clever patches are safe and natural and so incredibly effective that you can start seeing results in just 20 minutes per use. Jessica from New York did it while reading her favorite book and saw her fine lines fading in just a week. Megan from California did it while catching up on her favorite show and watched her stretch marks disappear within a month. Dermaclara patches enhance your skin's natural healing process with just one ingredient, 100% medical-grade silicone. They're reusable, easy to use, and deliver visible improvements in 30 days. At Dermaclara, we prioritize safety without compromising results, which is perfect for every stage of your skincare journey. So what are you waiting for? Join the countless others who do it anytime, anywhere, and transform your skin. Visit Dermaclara.com today and say goodbye to wrinkles and hello to beautiful, radiant skin.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.